Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. For the past several years, world-renowned poets have found their way to Brainerd, Minnesota, and onto the stage of the Chalberg Theater on the Central Lakes College campus. They are part of the Verse Like Water series created by Central Lakes College English professor Jeff Johnson. This Monday, October 30th, Johnson's bringing Ellen Bryant Voigt to the Chalberg stage. He's here to tell us more about the event. Morning, Jeff. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, good morning to you, Heidi.
So how did Verse Like Water begin in the first place? What was your dream for it?
Well, we're beginning our sixth year, and it's 5 years ago that I just got lonesome for a series that I had in my old teaching life, and I more or less started up the same thing at Central Lakes College. It's a little bit idiosyncratic in that it features only poets, only poetry, and we are trying to get the Brainerd Lakes region and everyone in Minnesota interested in great imaginative literature, and specifically trying to get people to open up their hearts to what I always call the necessity of poetry. I think it's important. And we've got over 1,000 people attending these readings now each year.
Wow. So tell us about Monday. You welcoming in Ellen Bryant Voigt. What should we know about her?
Ellen is a Southerner. She grew up in Virginia. She's currently a resident of Vermont. And it's the story of a woman who's an extraordinary professor, a teacher. She teaches currently at Warren Wilson College. But she's also a great American poet with 7 volumes of poetry out. And probably the most important recognition she's received recently is she's a MacArthur Genius Grant recipient. She's the second MacArthur Fellow the series has hosted. Her poetry is absolutely drop-dead gorgeous, and she favors the elegy. Elegies are kind of serious reflections. Elegy comes from the Greek word elegos, which means a lamentation. So she writes about the natural world, someone who grew up and who still lives on a farm. And she writes very often about family, relatives, our ancestors, not necessarily as a presence, but as kind of as an absence sometimes. In her recent book, Headwaters, she appears to have transcended punctuation. There's no commas or periods or semicolons for miles.
Wow. And, the topics you said that she writes about, I think we forget that poetry can embrace everything that fiction can embrace, and that, they are about our everyday lives as well.
Yeah, and the things we live with, the people that we live with, the objects that we live with. But the trick of great poetry is that it makes us see things that we're familiar with in kind of a new way. I have apple trees, for instance. I have an orchard, and there are apple trees in her poems. But through disassociation, which is a literary thing, we're kind of invited to forget that we've seen them before, and we're seeing them in a new way. And she's just really, really, really adept at that.
So, Jeff, you talked about that thousands of people have come to these Verse Like Water series at Central Lakes College in the last 6 seasons. What do you see in the audience? What have you seen since this has begun, and how people walk away from the events?
I think the principal thing that I've observed, and I think she's our 15th writer, is surprise. So many people are attending these readings for the first time, and they're not prepared to enjoy poetry as much as they do when they get to the reading. I've seen this in the Chalberg, and the last 2 years, I have brought great writers to high schools. Last spring, I brought Luis J. Rodriguez, the Poet Laureate of Los Angeles, to Long Prairie Gray Eagle. The previous year, I brought our U.S. Poet Laureate, Juan Felipe Herrera. And just to use them as an example, I don't think those 10th, 11th, and 12th graders had any idea how much pleasure is waiting for them in great verse. They weren't ready for the poetry. They were surprised by the performances. And that's a great question. I think it's surprise, if not astonishment. Mm. They walk in expecting very little, and they leave fans.
So how do you...
It's pretty exciting.
How do you find the poets? How do you encourage them to come?
Poets generally have representatives, right, in California, New York, and London. It'd be too strong to call me, I think, the director of the program, but I am kind of the minister of taste, and a lot of it is just about reading poetry and trying to find good fits for the program. And as the poets come, when I pick them up at the airport and bring them to my home where I keep them in my guest house, it's always a buddy story. And the poets help me build the series, because one of the inevitable questions when I'm riding around with them in my pickup truck is, who should I bring next? And this question was one I put before Vijay Seshadri a year ago when I brought him from New York and Sarah Lawrence University, and Sarah Lawrence College, rather. And I said, Vijay, who should I bring? The first name out of his mouth was Ellen Bryant Boyd. He said, you've got to bring Ellen. She's just a superb poet and performer. So it's a little bit about picking good fits. I can't bring a poet that's too difficult, right? Or people would just be sitting there blanking. And I don't want anybody put down by poetry. So it's a little bit about that and the personality of the writer.
Obviously, you have great affection for poetry. When did that start in your life, Jeff?
It for sure started when I was a little boy, going to a Catholic school in Anoka, and the nuns put before me a lot of verse, and at the beginning of it was the rhyme, right? I was drawn to rhyme. What are you able to build with your blocks? Castles and tables and temples and docks. You know, if it had that chiming rhyme thing, it drew me in, and I think I attended my first poetry reading when I was 14 years old. Somehow I had a ninth grade English teacher that got me out of school to attend a poetry reading at Anoka Ramsey Community College. And I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. I'm sure the poetry wasn't so great, but my thought was, wow, I'm not in school and I'm listening to poetry read live. So it's for me, it's an old story. And across my 32 years as an English teacher in several places, that my passion for it's only gotten larger and wider.
So, Jeff, this is John Bauer. You just mentioned just a few minutes ago that you didn't want to bring in poetry that was too difficult. What do you mean by that?
I think there are poets that simply are difficult. The poetry can be hard to read, hard to listen to. It can be opaque. I have made this mistake before. I adore the poetry of Jory Graham. And in my old life, I brought Jory Graham to a high school and to an evening event, and there were about 200 people. And I'm looking back, I'm fearful that I was the only one happy there. It seemed like everyone else was just sitting and blinking. It was like, what have I done here? It's like doing a card trick in front of a dog. I can't have that. We got to have poetry that it doesn't have to be accessible. I want the audience to do a little bit of work. But it can happen. We have American poets that are kind of out there on the edge of what we would call form, you know, that are maybe avant-garde, which for me is always kind of a protest against great art. So I don't want anyone confused or put down. I want people, it's not about just the event. It's about the idea that maybe, hey, they'll go off and read more poetry, maybe by that poet or someone like that poet. So I'm trying to build up fans.
So Ellen Bryant Boyd is sharing her poetry at the Chalberg Theater stage in Brainerd this Monday, October 30th. That starts at noon. It's the Verse Like Water series. Is there the craft conversation afterwards?
Yes, there's going to be the poetry reading at noon. It'll last about 40, 45 minutes. That's about the modern audience attention span. And there's a book signing after that. I've got a couple of her beautiful books, three actually. I've got her latest collection, Headwaters, her new and select, The Poems Messenger, and a book on craft for any writers that might want to come called Syntax. And after that, at about 1:30, we'll reconvene in the Chalberg, and she'll give a talk on the imagination and creativity. And it just happens again and again and again. I put them on the stage, and they're an American poet. But when you bring them down off the stage and make it a little bit more intimate, put a lapel mic on them, you pointed out before, Billy Collins, 3 years ago, became Professor Billy Collins when I got him on that floor, and he more or less explained how literature worked. So it's really a two-part deal, and I've in the past, among my mistakes, is not pushing for that craft talk as much as the reading, because those have just been as extraordinary as the readings, and sometimes even more so. it's like a three-part deal, the reading, then the book signing, and then the craft talk, which will also go 45 minutes.
It's coming up this Monday in Brainerd. Can anyone come to these?
It's always free and open to the public, and we're always happy to get community members there. That's definitely what this is about. We're getting support this time out from Five Wings Arts Council that we couldn't do without. We're also being supported this time by Minnesota Public Radio. And I hope folks in the Northeast Quadrant of Minnesota keep their eye on our series. Our next poet is going to be already in January. I'm bringing a Syrian refugee named Osama Alomar, who is just melting hearts with his poetry out on the East Coast in the center part of the country. We're hoping to have as many as four events this year. Best-selling writer and memoirist and poet Nick Flynn will probably be the third poet, and we're hoping for Mary Gevest, who's got a National Book Award, to end things in the spring. So, anyone can come, and we're trying to make friends. Be great to have. It also says stuff about the Minnesota state system. We don't just exist to serve our students and their families. We are on the 31 schools on 54 campuses. We're trying to build connections, points of intersections between our colleges and our universities and the community. So it's a great opportunity for everyone.
Jeff Johnson teaches English at Central Lakes College. Verse Like Water begins this Monday at noon with Ellen Bryant Voigt. If you need more information, you can call us 800-662-5799. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks so much, Heidi and John. Thank you.
Area Voices made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.